Coach, how was it, the luck of the draw? How were you able to get a bye week one of college football?
You know, I guess it's luck. You know how schedules are and how people do things. I don't know if it's good or it's bad, but because what it means is we don't have any bye weeks during the year until we get to Thanksgiving weekend against Texas. But, hey, we'll take it and we'll go. This happened to us in 2009, and, you know, you hopefully get your legs back, get people healthier. We're still a little bit banged up, so another week will help us.
Yeah, so it has been an unintended benefit for you then.
Well, you know, it's the difference is, you know, when you have to, because, you know, the way you have to count back when you're two-a-day schedules, usually you have to get 3 weeks of two-a-days in and then have 1 week to get your practices and you play a game, so you don't quite have your legs as well as you'd like to have them. In this case, you know, what you do is we started, because where school started, we actually would get 3 weeks of one-a-days, so it kind of allows us to get our legs back underneath us with as young a team, thin a team as we had. It's something at least it maybe gives us a chance.
Gary, Rick Neuheisel, how you doing, pal?
Hey, what's going on, Coach? How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, tell everybody that's listening what it means for TCU to return to, you know, the Big 12 Conference. I mean, you guys were part of the Southwest Conference that broke up, and some of the schools were invited to the Big 12. Some were left out. What does it mean for your school to have gone through that whole road and climb back to a place where you're considered now among the elite in college football?
Well, just in the landscape of college football, I think to be one of the six power conferences is unbelievable. I think as it keeps changing, you're going to be on that side of the fence is going to be very important. But just financially for Fort Worth and for TCU, it's already a win before we play a ball game. Just in the future with TV contracts and everything else to go on, if you compare what the university received in the past compared to what on an annual basis we'll receive, is immeasurable. But for recruiting purposes, stadium, you know, as far as facilities and everything else that goes on, and just watching people in Fort Worth, you never used to see other alumni wearing their colors, their T-shirts. Now there's a lot of pride. And I think it's just going to keep building and building. You know, obviously the old guard, you know, they're chomping at the bit because they now get a chance to go back and play against friends they played against, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years
sure.
ago. So, you know, it's interesting. It's been a lot of fun watching all of it. You know, obviously for us, Rick, as you know, coaches, we just keep our nose down. It's not
exactly.
I told somebody the other day, I said, I've gone 30 years and I haven't been to a tailgate.